If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago, and let's talk first, Seamus, about the ban on short-term rentals in Chicago. Is that going to happen?
It looks like it's got a pretty good chance, Bob. This is not necessarily a citywide ban, but what the couple aldermen are pushing for is a precinct-by-precinct ban, precincts being very little, small units of each ward where you go to vote. It could be about 7,000 people. So the leader of this is Alderman Anthony Napolitano. He's from the Edison Park, Norwood Park area. He says he's just getting a lot of complaints about a lot of these Airbnbs and other short-term rentals really being used just for big parties, which Airbnb sort of denies, and they ban that sort of stuff. But Napolitano says it's been happening a lot. He's hearing a lot from his constituents about it. So he wants the power to unilaterally just be able to ban them in certain precincts. Right now, residents can get together and sign enough signatures and get on a petition to ban them, but he's trying to sort of bring that into the alderman's office, and he says make it the alderman's problem to do the research on this. But been a lot of pushback, obviously, by Airbnb. They say it's misguided, that they're really decreasing the number of parties. They're comparing it to 2020, when I think we all know there was a lot of unauthorized partying going on during the pandemic.
But, right.
They got it through one of the many committees at the city council this week. They're going to vote on it more next week, so we'll see. But I wouldn't expect to see this in areas where some of the more popular areas, because it's going well in a lot of those places, including downtown. The downtown aldermen's not there. Some of them are not that crazy about it. Some of them are calling it just another tool in the toolbox. But we'll see, particularly for residential neighborhoods where the alderman is trying to answer complaints and do something about it. So we'll follow more on this next week.
Yeah, Alderman Riley says older people who don't have a problem with the short-term rentals in their ward don't have to institute the ban. So we'll see what happens there. Downtown news, changes coming to the top of the old John Hancock building, huh?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is sort of a renovation, a big-time renovation of the signature room, which was on the top of the Hancock for 30 years. It closed sort of unexpectedly 2 years ago, and now they showed off what they're planning to do. It's going to take, up to 18 or 24 months to pull this off, but they're basically knocking down within the building three levels of this, and they're going to make a three-story atrium and observation deck. This is going to be on 94, 95, and 96 of the Hancock. 94 right now is already that 360 Chicago observation deck, where they've got those kind of things that I'm no fan of, that like tilt you forward unexpectedly. Like, oops, you almost fell. No, you didn't. But this is going to go the two stories above that. So they're trying to make it just a big immersive experience. You can see out all four sides, look up and down the lake. And then the third floor of it is going to be mostly used for private events, so you can only imagine the parties that they can throw up there. But yeah, the signature room was a great place, but was fine dining, so you had to drop some cash to get up there. So this is going to be a little bit more inclusive of people that want to just go out there and just gawk at how big the lake is.
And finally, I saved 30 seconds so you could fill us in on the legend of Montrose Harbor there, the Great Lake Jumper.
Hey, listen, Chicago needs some characters, and Dan O'Connor definitely qualifies. Dan is the guy who decided to go jump in the lake 5 years ago today. He said it was a hangover cure, and it was invigorating, so he kept doing it. But now what he does every morning now for five straight years, he jumps into the lake at Montrose Harbor. And if you put your head around that, that means he's jumping in the lake in January, which is the really perilous time. Not so bad now. I think the lake's about 50 59 degrees down at the harbor now. But yes, Dan's doing it. He's having a big party 10 a.m. tomorrow at Montrose Harbor if you want to join in. He's got Jeff Tweedy comes down and serenades him as he takes his daily flip in there. And one thing we did add in the story is, yes, he does actually leave Chicago every once in a while, but wherever he goes, he makes sure he jumps in the water there, and that includes the Potomac, the three Pittsburgh rivers, and then and Lake Geneva, which, you know, that we can all agree that's a great place to go jump in the lake.
He does it first thing in the morning. That's a wake-up call I don't need. Seamus, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.